This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Suda Bay Newsstream. I'm MCSN Hannah Donahue. Naval Support Activity Suda Bay hosted the USS Harry S. Truman from February 6, 2025 to February 10, 2025. The Truman was able to perform scheduled maintenance that will keep the flagship of the carrier strike group fully mission capable and ready. Next, NSA Suda Bay's Executive Officer, Commander Stephen Ospalm, speaks about the upcoming evaluation the base will be performing for security, fire, and emergency management.
Headquarters is coming out to assess us, so we got a couple more drills left to do and work through. So 25th February, we're going to have our last practice drill for the evaluation, and then the evaluation is the first week of March, and the main drill is going to be taking place on Thursday, March 6th. So a little bit different from what you normally see for those drills. We'll be doing those in the afternoon to accommodate advancement exams in the morning. Please support security, support fire, and taking those calls seriously and showing that the entire base is ready to react to, you know, something that could happen security-wise.
Finally, Ospalm discusses good news for sailors living at NSA Suda Bay and the increase in their paychecks.
If you know you're looking at your LES, you might see a little bit more in there. Starting last month, we had an increase in our COLA rate that took place in January, about 6 points. What they save, which is anywhere from, you know, around, you know, maybe $150 to, you know, $250 more for COLA, depending on the conversion rate. So that's a result of people participating in those surveys, talking about whether or not COLA and allowances, you know, accurately cover costs or if they're insufficient.
That's all for your AFN Suda Bay Newsstream. I'm MCSN Hannah Donahue. Be sure to download the AFN Go app to listen to our morning radio show and our afternoon radio show.